Hey, thanks for listening to the podcast today. I hope you enjoy it. But first, I want to ask you a question. Are you someone who has high upside potential in your business, and yet sometimes that goal is just hard to get to, and maybe the only way you've seen to get to it is just to make more calls, you know, work harder? Well, if you're fed up with using old strategies to solve new problems, then I might have a solution. It's my 5-day Million Dollar Seller Challenge. We meet 1 hour a day in a coaching intensive where I will teach you 5 moves that you can make to scale your results without working harder. To learn more, click the link in the show notes or go to milliondollarsellerchallenge.com. Have you ever felt like you're trying to grow your business, grow your skills, but you're just not on steady ground? Maybe your organizing principles are off a little bit. Well, in this episode, I want to share with you 3 more of what I would call first principles. We talked about 3 last week, going to talk about 3 today. I think you'll enjoy this. Hey everybody, Bill Caskey back at the Bill Caskey Podcast. I want to make sure you are in line for a brand new suite of freebies we just wrote here in the last couple of weeks. If you're a sales leader, a salesperson who's looking to get, you know, much higher income goals, or you're brand new in sales, or maybe you're a non-traditional salesperson, go to BillCaskey.com/checklist. There are 3 there. You take your pick based on which one describes you. There are probably 15 to 20 things in each checklist that I just want you to get ready for 2024, and this is a good time to do it. So BillCaskey.com/checklist should be in the lower third here below. So today I want to carry on our conversation. We started last week with the first principles, and we talked about 3. We said that how you think determines how you act, and how you act determines your results. And by the way, why are these important? Well, these are important because if you want massive growth in the marketplace, income growth, new customer growth, your company is, you know, in the world where you want to grow, all these apply. These are not some kind of theoretical things that just come to me because I sit around and think a lot. No, these are things that we actually teach our clients. And these are things that provide the foundation, because if your foundation for growth is shaky or it's non-existent, you're going to end up doing a lot of doing, a lot of tactics, a lot of working. You're not going to get anywhere. So these 3 are really important. We talked about thinking leads to action. Action leads to results. We talked about how identity, who you think you are, matters in the marketplace. Go back and listen to last week. And also we talked about self-sabotage a little bit. Today, we're going to stay on that same path. There's 12 of these altogether. I'm not going to spend another 2 weeks on it, but I do want to spend today on the other 3 that I think are extremely important for you in your business development goals. Number 1, I think we all operate below our potential. Number 2, our opinion of others influences us way too much. And number 3, if we want to create wealth for ourselves, it's a matter of better use of the assets. Okay, so let's get into this. So number 1 is, I think we all operate below our true potential. And the reason I say this is because of experience. When someone comes to me, if you ever come to me and want to talk about coaching or want to talk about being in one of our programs, the first thing I want to know is, how far beneath your potential are you operating? Now, you can't answer that. I can't answer that, because how would we ever know? How would I know what my potential is if I've never been challenged on it? But you need to find somebody in your life to challenge you on that. Could be your spouse, could be your best friend, or could be a cohort at work. Are you really operating close to what's possible for you? And I think we all instinctively know we're not. But the principle is, until we recognize it and identify it for what it is, we won't be able to ratchet our potential up. And I'm not talking about working harder. I'm not talking about 20-hour a day job. No, I'm talking about, do we have a good sense of our potential? And I think most of us don't. So the principle is, find somebody who can help you determine what it is. And don't be ashamed or embarrassed about saying, look, I'm going through a little time right now, or I'm trying to ascertain what's possible for me. And we all don't know what that is, because it's bigger than what we can imagine. I just know it is. For me, I know it is. And heck, I'm in my mid-60s, and I still feel like there's a lot left in the tank, and there's another level of success or excellence or greatness or whatever you want to call it. And so we all have that. So I want you to find somebody and have this conversation. You can also have it with them where they're the person in the barrel too. So that's number one. The second principle has to do with the opinion of others. And we tend to fear the opinion of others. We fear what others will think of us. And the principle is never let that happen. The idea of what others think of you is of no matter to you. Now, I do think that if the market is telling you your message is off, we need to listen to that. I think there's a place for feedback and listening to the marketplace. But I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about when we fear what other people in our circle, what their opinion of us is, it's not a good sign. Because we need to be approving of what we think. Here's an example I'll give you. Sometimes when I get ready to do something, shoot a video or launch a program, I need to really be clear and convinced that it's a useful program. I need to be convinced. I probably need to be convinced more than the average Joe. A lot of people are out there shoving out programs for $100 or $1,000 or $20,000 that aren't very good. That's just not my gig. But when I know, when I believe that it's really good, I am unafraid of what anybody else thinks. If I'm afraid of what people think or fear of the opinion of others, I know my program is not well thought out. I know my message is not well thought out. If I was worried about what you all thought about first principles, I wouldn't do this. But once I started to get into it and understand that there are 6 to 10 that are really important, now it's easy for me to do. I'm not saying it's good stuff. You'll have to decide that. But I want you to think about it for your own world is what are you holding back on, not doing, because you're a little bit concerned with what other people are going to think. And don't tell me there's nothing. Don't tell me there's nothing, because we're all social creatures, social beings. We have that. Now, sometimes it's debilitating and we just won't do the thing. Sometimes we'll half-ass mail it in and really won't do the thing. And then we'll say, well, see, I told you. Well, you half-assed it. You half-assed it. Matthew McConaughey's dad used to say, don't half-ass it, whole-ass it. And I think that's a good saying. So that's number two, is let go of the opinion of others. It's just not healthy. And the third principle we're going to talk about today, first principle, is wealth is created from leverage of your assets. Your personal wealth is a reflection of and a conclusion of how well you have leveraged your assets. And by assets, I don't mean money, although it could be that. I don't only mean your skill. I don't only mean your stature. I don't only mean your education. I mean all those things. So what I would recommend if you're stuck on this and say, oh, Caskey's just talking about theoretical. No, I'm talking about the real frickin' stuff here. The real frickin' stuff is if you want to create wealth for yourself and your family, you say you do. Everybody says they do. Oh, I want more. People call me and say, I want more. But what it gets down to, they really don't. They're into protecting what they already have. They're in protect and defend mode rather than learn and grow mode. I want you in learn and grow mode. You deserve to be in that mode. So one way to be in that mode is to learn and grow around your assets. Learn what they are now. I'm not even saying to go out and create other assets. Go out and find, you know, a better skill on something, or go out and get an MBA. No, I'm not talking about that. In fact, I think that's a stupid mistake today to get an MBA. What I mean is that you have to identify what are those assets. So here's an example just in my world. I've done this business for 30 years, coached people, trained people, done podcasting, done video. That's an asset base that I have. Now, one thing I could do with that is package that and sell it as an asset base. Forget about the sales training and the content stuff. I could sell that asset there as how do you do that? How do you get in the coaching business and build a platform and build a media presence? That's an asset that I have. Another asset that I have is just my experience of working with human beings for 30 years. It's been unbelievable. And it continues to be unbelievable. I get to meet the best people with the greatest companies who are starving for growth. They're hungry for something that's going to help them build their skills so they can generate more. So those are assets. What are your assets? Have you ever sat down and thought about them? I know you probably have a meeting with your financial planner once a year, once every 6 months, where you go over your financial assets. That's good. That's part of it. But there's a lot more to you than that. There's a lot more to you than that. I like to think of assets are things of value that nobody can take away. People can come and take away your house. Now, they might have to put up a fight. You'll put up a fight for that. Or you can have bad investments and all that can go away. What are your assets, your core assets that nobody can take? Nobody can take your experience. Nobody can take your education. Nobody can take how you think about things. Nobody can take your voice. Nobody can take your stature. Nobody can take how you've learned how to build relationships and rapport. Your relationships are part of that asset. So if you really want to create wealth, and this is fairly new stuff. This is not something you're going to read in a book anywhere. Usually we think about creating wealth as just working harder. I just think that's BS. I don't think we have time to work harder today. I think we need to work better. And part of that better is understanding what assets you have at your disposal that you can grow. So I hope this has been helpful today. I wanted to get into the last three. Over the next few weeks in the podcast, we've got a couple of interviews. We've got a guy named Chris Kelso who's coming on here either next week or the following week to talk about imposter syndrome. I've got all my clients reading his book, and it's fascinating stuff, and I think it really fits in a lot to what we're talking about here. And we got some other things coming up too. I've got a whole, look at me, where is it? I've got a list of all the episodes that are coming. We've done some planning here for the last 3 months, so we are ready, and I think you're going to enjoy this. We're going to be talking a lot about how to prepare yourself for 2024. So once again, go to BillKasky.com/checklist to get either your sales leadership checklist, your $1 million seller checklist, which is for people who have high income potential, or if you're brand new in the business, which I know we have a lot of listeners who are, get your sales career launcher checklist. It's really good, and it'll give you some things to think about as you head into 2024. All right. Really enjoyed being here with you guys today. By the way, if you haven't given me a review on BillKasky.com on iTunes, I would love that. Thank you so much. Bye.